Today truly is a resurrection day. There is nothing better than you. I need for everyone to stand up and look around. Christ is risen today. So I know you're probably thinking you're just going to be able to sit here and do nothing. So have a seat, because I have an assignment for you. Oh, they said all. So during my sermon, whenever I say Christ has risen, okay, because we're in this together, I need for you to say Christ has risen indeed. We can practice now. Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Let us pray. God of us all, we give thanks for your love, your grace, and your power on this blessed resurrection morning. We thank you for the many friends and loved ones who have made the extra effort to gather here with us. We thank you for the brilliance and excitement of today, reminding us of a new life, a new beginning, a new way in you. May we find hope in you this morning and in the days to come. Be with us, O God, by your Spirit, we pray. As we continue to worship you in spirit and truth, Lord God, we lift our hearts, our minds, and our souls up to you. And in Christ's name, we do pray. And all of God's children said, what? I can't hear you. Amen. Amen. I hear you back there, Aiden. Today, Pastor, I want to know, I'm going to embarrass her. Is my daughter in here? Where is she? She's in the back. Can you come up to the front, sit here for me? It's been a full year. Why not, right? No. Right there, you can sit in my seat. Thank you. We're all family, so why not sit together? Pastor Ashley has gone back with her family. You are all sitting together. Today, Pastor Ashley read into our hearing the Gospel of John. And on this Easter Sunday, I want us to focus on verses 6 through 8 and a reading from the book of Acts chapter 10, verses 34 through 43. As a reminder for all of you marathoners, joggers, and sprinters, or fast walkers like myself, unless I'm being chased, there is a lot of physical activity happening within the first 8 verses of this text message. In the early morning, Mary Magdalene finds the stone which sealed the entrance to the tomb of a man who was unjustly charged, crucified, and murdered. She finds the stone has been rolled away. She ran to the disciples, Simon Peter and the other disciple, and she said, they have taken the Lord from the tomb, and I don't know where they've put him. Peter and the other disciple left to go to the tomb. They were running together, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter. I imagine they're kind of jockeying each other to get to the tomb first. Peter was the first to arrive to the tomb, and following him, Simon Peter entered the tomb and saw the linen clothes lying there. He also saw the face cloth that had been on Jesus' head. It wasn't with the other clothes, but was folded in its own place. Then the other disciple who arrived at the tomb first also went inside. He saw and believed. As we witness the physical exertion within this text, It invites us to think of how often do we as Easter people, believers in the risen Christ, believers in the resurrection, whom allow Christ to live through our bodies and voices, our thoughts and dreams, our hands and feet, our hearts and minds, through the smiles on our faces and the smile of our eyes through our masks. How often do we urgently run to Christ? How often? How often do we receive Christ? How often do we exert ourselves and run toward Him? Every year around Easter, and you're going to hear this year after year, I think about my brother's college graduation ceremony. I'm just telling you now, you're going to hear it next year, and the year, you're just going to keep hearing it, so you might as well know. In 20 years, you'll be saying to your grandchildren and great-grandchildren, she tells this story every year. You all know what graduations are like. It was at my brother's graduation. We listen to so many people, and as we wait for the commemoration, the commencement speaker to come and give us words of encouragement, we're all sitting there with bated breath. And on this day, before Mr. Rogers took the stage, we came to hear him, but heard a lot of other voices. But when he came to the podium, he didn't say a word at first. He paused long enough for our fidgety crowd to settle down. We were like little children. I'm sure it wasn't just me. We were outside, and I noticed the birds starting to sing. I noticed the wind was gently blowing. And then in a very soft voice, magnified through a microphone, he proclaimed, "It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood." I hear those words in the back of my mind year after year on this Easter day. Because not only is it a beautiful day in the neighborhood, but we are surrounded by our beautiful neighbors. Christ has risen. Christ has risen indeed. So I want to lay the groundwork for you this morning. I know some of you are like my friends, my family and colleagues who are not morning people, and at 11 o'clock will not be afternoon people either. And you may harbor a bit of discontentment because this church visit may not be a free will visit. And pleasing a parent or a sibling or a loved one is a priority. And of course, a free meal after the service is always sweetens the pot. I know some of you may be wondering if you will hear a new twist on today's resurrection story. But I want to share with you a text message that I have received from a friend. He said, "Whether you write a sermon or not, Christ is alive. Even if the choir doesn't sing, Christ is alive. There is no benediction, no ending with Christ, only an eternal call for all to come because Christ is alive. Saints, Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed." So here we are, the discontented, disconnected, discombobulated group of people in this imperfect backdrop, gathered together at this point in time by God who lives and loves each of us. The stone is turned back, inviting us to see that He is not there, inviting us into a new beginning, strengthening us to face our personal challenges, encouraging us to do good, to serve well, to put evil behind us, to humbly speak in love, and if we can't, don't say anything at all. Or to be like Mary and say to the disciples, say her words, I have seen the Lord because he lives. Saints, hope, love, and grace are abundant because Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. One of my favorite quotes from Howard Thurman, a philosopher, a theologian, an educator, says, don't ask what the world needs. Ask what makes you come alive and go do it. Because what the world needs are people, Easter people, that's my interjection, who come alive. So on this Easter Sunday, we are the disciples who proclaim to the onlookers, we live because Christ lives. But now it's time for us to come alive and poise ourselves for our own resurrection miracle. So how is a resurrection miracle defined? It is where you witness the unbelievable feel of forgiveness from a God who loves you no matter what. A resurrection miracle is defined as an unexplainable healing of a friend who is going through a bad time. A resurrection miracle is where you witness the unbelievable feel and love of a God who surrounds you in the midst of grief. It's an unexpected gift from a loved one. It's a peace that surpasses all understanding. So pause and be still. Don't think about what's next in this moment. Be in this moment and run toward Christ. Christ is risen. After witnessing the resurrection, Peter in the book of Acts chapter 10, verses 34 through 43, shares the good news. When he opens his mouth, he says, truly I perceive that God shows no partiality. But in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the word which he sent to Israel, preaching good news of peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. The Lord which was proclaimed through all Judea, beginning from Galilee after the baptism with John the Baptist, he preached how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. How he went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed by the devil. For God was with him. He goes on to say, we are witnesses to all that he did, both in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. But God raised him on the third day and made him manifest, not to all people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses. I love how we witness the exertion, the physical exertion of the disciples in John who are running to find Jesus. In this passage in Acts, seems far more like we are like the Gentiles than the disciples who witnessed his resurrection. Peter says, truly I perceive that God shows no partiality. We are resurrection people of God. We are resurrection people. And on this day we hear those words, truly, I perceive that God shows no partiality. See, Peter in Acts is validating God's message of the Messiah today. We are validating God's message of the Messiah. He is assuring them and assuring us that we all have a place at God's table because of God's grace and God's love at the cross. Friends, we have been in this place for a long time, and we have not been together for a while. But you know Jesus and his narrative. You know that he came in peace. You know he served humanity and all of the oppressed. You know what he did for everyone that he met. And because you know all of these things, we are being called not to show partiality to any of God's people. We are Easter people. Because he lives, we live also. Life in Christ is a new life, marked by the forgiveness of sins, marked by doing good deeds, marked by going out and being the light, marked by loving one another, marked by being a neighbor to each other, marked by the grace and love of God. God shows no partiality. The cross was for all and for all who believe. Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. So on this Easter Sunday, this resurrection day, how will you show the world that you are one of God's Easter people? How will you walk as the light of Jesus Christ? How will you share the good news? How will you tell someone Christ is risen? Christ is risen indeed. The stone has been rolled back, and he is not there. So why are we weeping? Why are we not rejoicing as God's Easter people? It's a new beginning. Christ is alive, and alive in each of us. So hear these words as the band comes up to play and worship with us. Easter people, raise your voices. Sounds of heaven and earth should ring. Christ has brought us heaven's choices. Heavenly music, let it ring. Easter people, raise your voices. Easter people, let us sing. Easter people, Christ is risen. Easter people, Christ is risen indeed. He is alive. He is alive. He is alive. Rejoice. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Easter people, rejoice.